The other thing is that the last chapter of The Way of the Bodhisattva is the dedication, and it was written specifically for by Shantideva. But it's a really beautiful dedication, and it's traditional in the Tibetan monasteries and so forth to recite that on its own as a dedication prayer. And so what I would like to do is recite that at the end of each of our sessions. And maybe I've left it a little bit late. We're going to go a few minutes over 9 o'clock. I'm sorry. Were we supposed to end at 9 o'clock?
We didn't have an end time.
Oh, we don't have that. Okay. I thought we were going to end at 9 o'clock, so I sort of figured 9, which is good, because that's where about when we're ending. But no end time. At any rate, it's on page 26. There's no time to anyways. There's always time for making dedications, and for those of you who are relatively new, the reason for making dedications is when you do something on a psychological level, when you do something good, you go out and you get involved in an incident of road rage in Portland, Maine, or something happens, you know, you get home and something terrible's happened, or whatever, and you forget it, or whatever, if you have a strong negative feeling, it can just wipe out all the merit that you've just done. So if you say, by this merit, may something good happen, then you're taking that merit and you're preserving it. Because once you've done that, like, you've dedicated it already. It's like you've given it away. You're giving it away to the purpose of something good. You're making an aspiration based upon this merit. So psychologically, it feels different once you've made a dedication to give it away. And so when we make dedications, you can make dedications for anything, and it's important to make good dedications. And there are stories in the Vinaya about people who make bad dedications and end up experiencing bad results. You make make a dedication because of this. May I get revenge? And then that's, you know, a bad result. There are people who make good motivations because of this. May I become an arhat, may I become a Buddha. And so it's important for us when we make the dedications, we don't want in the future lives that we are being pragmatic about and deciding that they're going to that they're probably going to happen, so we're going to take our chance, we're going to do that. We don't want bad results to happen, we want good results to happen. And in order for that to be certain that will come out of the merit we've done now, we then make dedications. So that is the reason for making them. And as we recite these, we're a little bit breaking with Trangu Center traditions, where often we recite things in Tibetan, but we're going to recite it in English so that we can all understand.